Well, it's finally here, the official end of the summer season. This weekend typically marks pretty much the end of the summer season each and every year as everyone gets back to school and life gets a little bit busier. Folks like to enjoy the lengthy Labor Day weekend holiday as an opportunity to get out and do some of those things for one last time before the summertime ends. And this weekend, the forecast looks pretty good for outdoor activities across the state. So a lot of folks may be going outside to enjoy things like, for perhaps camping, boating, swimming. A lot of things that you can do at city and county and state parks, some of the lakes and rivers around the state will be pretty busy this weekend. And the folks at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, very aware of that. And they have just sent out a list of reminders that they wanted to make sure we abide by all these different safety measures so we can have a safe and enjoyable Labor Day holiday weekend. First of all, if you're heading out to any of the waterways, doing a little boating here this week, if you're headed out to a lake, a river, a pond, or any waterway, there are some safety tips that you should remember to abide by. Make sure you plan ahead and avoid the peak hours and large crowds of boating. Also, they suggest you park your vehicles and trailers in the designated parking spaces, not in the grass. Those grass areas are off limits, and they said they will ticket and tow folks who park there. Also, remember, alcohol and boating don't mix. Wind, sun, glare, and heat all can enhance the effects of alcohol, and that can hinder the operator's ability to make necessary decisions. Now, with regard to alcohol on the boat, remember the same limit of 0.08 for operating a vehicle under the influence on land also applies on the water. And you should always have a designated operator, someone that avoids consuming alcohol. Yeah, I know, we all like to get out on the water and maybe consume a drink or two, but let's leave that to the folks that are riding, not the person who's actually operating the vehicle. Want to make sure you get back to shore safely. Also, remember to wear your life jacket, because it floats and you don't. Any children who are 12 and under must wear a life jacket at all times on a vessel that's underway in Iowa. Every boat or vessel must have a wearable life jacket for everyone who's on board. A USCG-approved throwable flotation device is also required on vessels 16 feet or longer. Also, make sure there's a charged fire extinguisher on board, as well as a horn or a whistle. Slow down, watch for other boaters or personal watercraft, and have some patience. A lot of personal watercraft out on the ponds and the lakes these days, so watch for those as well. And they might move a little quicker than you're moving. Also, avoid dams and other hazards on the waterways. Make sure you obey all the posted warning signs and rules. Drain plugs and other water draining devices have to be removed or remain open during transport to avoid any spreading of invasive species as well. Now, if you are at the lake and you are enjoying some beach time, well, remember that no matter where you choose to swim, whether it's a backyard pool, a pond, lake, a public pool, there are some safety tips that you should remember around the water there as well. And first is remember to keep young children at arm's reach at all times. And remember, arm's reach supervision means just that, that your child is no more than as far as you can reach at all times. Remember, never even for a single moment leave small children alone or in the care of another young child while they're swimming. Drowning is fairly silent, so you may not know until it's too late. Always keep those youngsters within actual physical arm's reach so you can take action. Also, remember that CPR is important. You might want to bone up on that if you know a little bit about that and learn how to perform CPR. Of course, alcohol use is something you should avoid while you're swimming, and alcohol is prohibited at some public beaches as well. Glass bottles are prohibited on beaches. That should be pretty obvious. Also, stay within the roped-in area of the lake and swim with a buddy. That's always a good idea. Obey all the posted signs and flags. Wear a life jacket or some kind of personal flotation device if needed. If you're not the best swimmer or some of those folks that you are with are not the best swimmers, make sure that they are protected. Use sunscreen. Drink plenty of water as needed. And remember, Iowa's public beaches do not have lifeguards on duty. Now, because the beaches tend to be busier this summer because of the lack of a lot of other things that are open and available for folks to do, staff are encouraging visitors to utilize the non-peak times and days, which is going to be kind of tough this weekend since they expect a lot of folks out. For the busier beaches and parks, the non-peak days usually include Sundays through Thursdays and Fridays before 5 p.m. So if you plan to go to the beaches on Saturdays, the non-peak hours are usually before noon. Now, park staff may temporarily close parking lots when they become full and limit the number of visitors at that point. So the DNR also recommends visitors go to another nearby beach or park that's not as heavily populated. And visitors are reminded to only park in the designated parking spaces so that you don't get sighted. If you do plan to get out and use the state parks and the campgrounds, remember, they expect this to be a busy one for that activity as well. So pack some snacks, food, and water, and personal hygiene products, including hand sanitizer to bring along if you're hiking or utilizing the state parks. Make sure you stay hydrated with plenty of fluids. Don't hike alone, and always have some way to communicate if you do happen to get lost or need some help. Wear the proper outdoor attire for hiking. Plan ahead for your visit to the parks and campgrounds. If a parking lot becomes full at a park or campground, remember the staff may temporarily close those lots and limit the number of visitors. If there is no parking available, again, do not park in the grass areas or any other area that's not a designated parking spot, or you will be sighted. Utilize the parks during the non-peak times. That often includes mornings and evenings. And if a park is heavily populated, find another nearby state park that happens to be less populated. And remember, don't transport firewood. Make sure you buy it locally. Be respectful of your neighbors who are camping around you, as you would expect them to respect you. Slow down on the park roadways and obey those posted speed limit signs. Families and kids are often walking or biking on the roads. Carry in, carry out is the rule. Please pick up any trash and carry out what you carry into the park. And again, be respectful and care for the natural resources that you are around. Also, campers should dispose of trash in the receptacles. They ask you not to burn it in the campfires. And you can check the DNR website for all the latest closures and if there are any changes out there as well. And if you plan to fish, be sure to have a current fishing license. You can purchase one online. You can visit them online, the DNR website. They have the Go Outdoors Iowa app on your smartphones. You can also purchase your fishing license at some local retailers around the area as well. And if you're going to be doing some paddling, a lot of folks like paddling these days, the different paddling sports. Whether it be tubing, kayaking, or canoeing, paddleboarding, paddlers are enjoying the splash of the water, scenic views, and the wildlife viewing from Iowa's rivers, rapids, and streams. So make sure you stay safe each time with some simple paddling safety tips as well. Paddleboarding has become a very popular thing around the region. A lot of good places to do that. And here are some tips to be safe if you're doing that here this weekend as well. With very low water levels this year due to the drought conditions, the DNR suggests that some waterways might not be suitable for paddling, and that could leave paddlers stranded. So be sure to check the latest river conditions before you head out. Check the Iowa DNR website. You can find all of that information on parks and rivers and all those things and find out where the good places are. Always wear your life jacket. Remember, kids 12 and under must wear a life jacket at all times, and the vessel that you're in must have enough life jackets for all members who are on board. Let others know where you will be paddling, including what access to what access and when you are expected to return. That's very important. Also, avoid sandbar crowds and rafting up together. They say the tubers are reminded not to go in groups larger than 10, and don't tie the tubes together. Don't tie them to one another. Always know your river conditions before you go paddling. And again, you can find those latest river conditions online. Just check the website. Also, check the Iowa DNR's Interactive Paddlers Map. They have one that gives you an opportunity to find out some of the good places to do some of those paddling sports. It's at gov/things-to-do, canoeing, kayaking, where to paddle. Okay, if you go to the iowadnr.gov, then you can find all of that information there. It gives you updates on some real-time hazards, things like downed trees and log jams, strainers, and bridge construction. Pay attention to the dam warning signs and know where dams are located before you head out on the river as well, any of the waterways. Those are all important things, and especially with the windstorms that we've had here lately, too, you may find some spots where there are some downed trees that haven't been cleared quite yet. You want to make sure that you're on top of all of those things. And again, find individual water trail maps, including all the access points. You can do that same website location that we talked about before, iowadnr.gov, and then go to Things to Do, Canoeing, Kayaking, Water Trail Maps and Brochures. Okay, you can find all those things on the Iowa DNR's website. So if you do intend to head out and enjoy some of Iowa's natural resources with family and friends here this holiday weekend, obviously do it safely, but also use that resource. You can get that on your phone. If you have a smartphone, you can do it on your computers, iowadnr.gov, and they have all kinds of information about things you can enjoy this weekend. Have a happy Labor Day weekend.